Hello again, Gooners. Going old school, not using headphones. Spent a fortune on headphones, not even going to use them. Spent a fortune on a mic, not using that. Just using the inbuilt mic. You can tell I'm a little bit annoyed, but I'm not annoyed about transfers, at least. So that's something. And maybe all those times I was messing around, felt like I was doing nothing, but actually I was achieving something, because there I was moving forward. I was realizing it's not always good to be out with the old and in with the new, because if the new doesn't quite fit the system, doesn't matter how beautiful these JBL pieces of equipment look, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. In the end, if they don't work well, it puts you in a bit of a awful predicament, which leads me on, of course, to transfers. So here I am, aircon on very loudly, breaking all the rules of podcasting. And I don't expect that's ever going to change anytime soon. But there I was trying to remake the wheel, as it were, trying to do what other people do in this game. You know, the so-called professionals. Let's not go into that too much. I'm going to send a message to Fizzy. Let him try again, maybe. I'm on air now. Got loads to talk about. And I think it's actually working now. I have confidence, you see. And this comes back to, again, the transfers, because when you bring in new players, a bit like these JBL headphones, they don't necessarily gel with what's been working, not particularly well in the case of the podcast, but, you know, what's been working might not work anymore when you bring in new players, a bit like bringing in new technology. So there's always something to be thought about. Not too much, though, because this is the silly season for a reason. And the reason is, here I am rhyming, the reason is we all get excited, don't we? We all get excited about the prospect of new players fitting in and doing the business. And the amount of times I've tried to set this show up, Fizzy, Alex, call him what you will. Maybe he's given up the ghost now. But I'll tell you what, in his absence, I'll make a start, I think. Because there are quite a few things I want to get through. Basically, as you can see by the name of the show, it's who's in, who's out. And some of it you probably know already. There are deals happening all the while. Got a massive game, massive preseason game against Everton coming up. That'll be the first proper game. Nuremberg, of course, dispatched with already. And talking of Nuremberg, this was the chance to herald a new arrival at the club, Gabriel Jesus. And I think I am pronouncing his name right, because I've been practicing for a while, believe it or not. Perhaps you don't believe it, but yes, I have certainly been practicing. I better have a look at where is Alex? But anyway, yeah, on Gabriel Jesus, no one can moan about his beginning to life at Arsenal, the way he came on and totally changed that game, because it looked like it was slipping away. Not that it was the most important game of all time. Clearly it wasn't. Just looking at all these things I've got lined up here, all trying to make the JBL headphones work. And yet eventually when it did work, it didn't work for long. And now, I don't even know if I'm talking to anybody out there, but I'll keep talking anyway. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, so Gabriel Jesus, he was what we were looking for. He turned up and did the business. I reckon, you know, Alex is still not out there. I think he's just had enough of it, had enough of all the craziness. But anyway, he did try and get in, so I'm just, you know, I'll take it over if necessary. But anyway, it was good news, of course, signing the Brazil international from Manchester City. How many of us thought that was going to happen? It was on the cards for a long time, but when it went through, it didn't make me any less elated. Of course, I was pleased that we got the deal through. We got it across the line. 25-year-old, certainly industrious. He can link up the play, can score goals. Listening to a podcast, can't remember which one it was, probably Ask Blog, they were talking about how he nips in and scores headers at the back post. He doesn't look the tallest guy in the world, but he's getting headers in. And everybody pretty much thinks he's an upgrade on Lacazette. As much as I like Lacazette, he didn't exactly finish the season in style. So it does make sense to make a change in that area of the field, of course. So £45 million, basically, it's a snip at that price. My verdict, because I put an article together and stuck it on the website. My verdict is he's staying. Well, you don't need to be Sherlock Holmes to work that one out. Okay, so anyway, of course he's staying. He's just arrived. But I say that, but then back in the day, there was a guy called Clive Allen. I don't know if anybody remembers him. And he ended up at Spurs. But he went to Spurs. Actually signed for Arsenal, I think, from QPR, and then went to Palace. And then Arsenal got Kenny Sampson. And that deal was the strangest deal ever, because Clive Allen never played a single game for Arsenal. And then eventually, of course, he went on to Spurs, and enough said about that. But yeah, at the time, I remember Clive Allen was a decent striker, and it seemed a bit upsetting from a fan's perspective to let him go after signing him. And fans were really excited. And then, oh, we're not going to get to see this guy play. But then, of course, everybody was pleased that Kenny Sampson arrived. Okay, so moving on to another striker then, Eddie Nketiah. He's like Gabriel Jesus. He's under contract till 2027. All these contractual details, by the way, come from The Athletic. Anyway, Nketiah, 23 years of age now. Is he going to improve? Some people say he can't get 20 goals in the league next season. I'm not so sure. I think he could possibly manage it if the chance creation is there. He's certainly got an eye for goal, and not only that, he puts in a good shift too, better than Lacazette. I used to be pleased when Lacazette came on the pitch, but I think he just had enough in the end, and so he'd sort of flaked out a little bit. Whereas Nketiah, clearly he was just trying his best to get himself a new deal. Right, I've got a message here, so I can't get in. I'm in, but I can't be heard. Okay, so you can send me messages. I wonder why that is. I mean, I think it's something. Oh, wait, there you are. I can see you. Right. You mute. Your mic is on. I've unmuted you now. Mute seems to be the operative word there, because I can see two cats who must mew. Sorry about the appalling joke. But yeah, you should be. I think it's something at your end now, because I can actually see you, Fizzy. You're on screen. So I think maybe something's muted at your end now. Up until now, it weren't the case. But right now, let me just click on this call-in button. I mean, the only other thing is Podbean have been making a few changes. So it's possible something went awry, but I doubt it. I can't. You can always put your comments or try and log in again, I suppose. But I don't get it. Why? Wait. What about that? No, you've definitely muted yourself now. I've unmuted you.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you, but you're really quiet. I can hear you.
How about now?
Can you crank yourself up a little bit?
Yeah, this is as loud as I can go, I think.
That's as loud as it's going to go. Yeah, it's really quiet. Like, I wish I could do something about the volumes. If I could only do that. Right, what's this? You'll be able to... Oh, okay. Wait, if I try this, but I think that's going to affect my volume. Do you want to say something again?
Hello.
No, and again? No, it's not happening. I can just about hear you. I can make you out. So if you talk really loudly, might be able to do it. So, all right, mate. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in anyway. I'll just try and get through this myself, because I want to experiment on a few things here. I almost feel like putting the headphones back on at this point, but I think that'd be a major mistake, but it wouldn't be the first one I made in life. Wait, what was that? I reckon it's these headphones that wrecked everything, This is what happens. This is what happens. Right, okay. So let me switch to this, and then suddenly no sound. Right, okay. Back to what I'm used to. And the output, I can't understand it at all. Right, one, two, yeah. Okay, back to the old school style of doing things. Right, anyway, so where were we? Dropping the headphones with a nice clang. Okay, so yeah, in terms of those two, everybody's pretty happy about that. The key thing, though, is what's going to happen to Follerin Balogun? Well, what I was writing about was there were high hopes for him last season, and it didn't really materialise the way we thought it would, because Brentford, basically, opening day of the season, no one expected him to make his debut as a starter in that game, and didn't work out quite as well as it could have done. I think he got taken off at half-time. The season before, he'd had a pretty good season, scored in the Europa League, but it was just the way he went about his business. I was so impressed with him. And so when there was that possibility that he was gonna move on, I was pretty upset about it. And I was so glad that it never happened. So now I'm just pleased that he's staying. He has his contract situation he is signed until what year? Every player's contract is down there except his. Why is that? That's not a good sign, is it? 2025. So I'll add that. 2025. He's down until that. He should be at Arsenal till 2025 if all things stay equal. But as we know in football, they don't. So I think he's going to be going out on loan again, personally. I know there aren't a huge amount of strikers to choose from, but personally, I don't think Balogun's going to be sticking around. If he does stay for this transfer window, I think he'll be off in January. He only got 3 goals, of course, last season in the Championship with Middlesbrough. But then when you think about it, same happened to Nketiah. He only got 3 at Leeds, playing at the same level. So hope for Balogun yet. Right, moving on now to the midfielders. Bukayo Saka, he's out of contract in 2024. Okay, so it's not next year, but the year after. A lot of people saying that new deal needs to be done ASAP. He's only 20 years of age. He's only going to get better, you'd like to think, as long as he steers clear of injuries. He's got so much nerve taking penalties, especially after missing that crucial penalty shootout one for England in the Euro 2020 final, which, of course, took place the year after. So, yeah, we want to keep hold of him. Same goes for Martin Ødegaard, who's only last season signed on a permanent basis. But so he's had a couple of, well, 1.5 seasons at Arsenal now. But he's still got a lot to prove, I feel. Probably doesn't get enough goals, but he is good with the final passes. And from free kick situations, he's excellent. Not only that, I think he's a good captain. Cool, calm and collected. That's what some of us want, not everybody. Personally, I'd stick with him at captain. He didn't do much wrong during the time he had the armband, so why not give it to him permanently? Also in midfield, he's signed Odegaard till 2025. Emil Smith-Rowe, 2026. So I think I've said a lot about him before, so I'm going to keep it brief today. Reminds me of Paul Merson, which the spell check changed to Mersin, which is interesting, but he's still only 21, so best is yet to come from him as well. Martinelli, another youngster. He's out of contract 2024, which is a bit sooner than I thought. He's a full Brazil international now, and on his day, he's unplayable, only 21. The issue I've got with him is injuries, inconsistency, and I don't really want to call it an inability because it sounds a bit harsh, but I don't think he's as able to play as a striker as other people seem to think. I think he's pretty good as a left winger, and so much more dangerous when he's deployed on that in that part of the field. So I'm not sure how this season's going to go for him. Obviously, I think it's about steering clear of injuries, getting a run in the team, really. And you could say that about a lot of players, and Nicolas Pepe could be one of them. Not everybody's cup of tea. Is he 27 now? Still not old. The thing is, how are Arsenal going to get 72 million for a player who's not even in the first team, and he doesn't even get on? He's not even one of the first 2 or 3 subs usually. He's on the bench, but he rarely gets much time on the pitch. So I can't moan at Arteta too much, though, because if Arteta doesn't like the Ivorian's work rate, then and his lack of tackling back, then it's really Arteta whose head's on the chopping block. So we've got to go with what he's saying. So anyway, my verdict on Pepe is going to be going. If someone coughs up enough cash, I don't think it's going to be anything like 72 million. It's possible that he could be loaned out. For some reason, I kept thinking he was going to go to Leeds or Newcastle, but we'll see. Reece Nelson, meanwhile, a lot of people saying he's going to get a chance. He's on the American tour. I don't think he's going to get the chance that everybody thinks he's going to get. Maybe in the preseason games, but I'll be most surprised if he's even on the bench for the first game of the season. But never know, never know. I would have said the same about Eddie Nketiah. So Nelson, he's a hellender. No doubt he will want to stay if he can. Fabio Vieira, meanwhile, the new signing, the Portugal under 21 international captain. A lot of people wondering where he's going to fit in. Me too. I can't quite see it. Is there the possibility he'll be loaned out? Not sure. I think it's going to be a case of, if he does get loaned out, it'll be in January. But really, I'm just I'm totally guessing at this stage because I haven't really seen enough of him. Okay, moving on to midfielders a bit further back. Granit Xhaka, who Fizzy calls the Fall Hard Man, spell F-A-U-X for all those that speak French. The Fall Hard Man. But obviously he had a solid season. He's under contract till 2024. And there is an option of extending it to 2025. So I don't think it's going anywhere. And I don't think anyone's so upset about it like they would have been, say, a year ago. Everybody was desperate for him to go to Roma, it seemed, even though the transfer fee wasn't really enough. But people were quite happy to see him leave. Whereas I think now people feel, Arsenal fans feel differently about it. Okay, what about Thomas Partey? Well, he's under contract till 2025. I'm not sure if many of you heard about it or read it, but there was a malicious rumour, which was ill-founded, it seems, on the internet, saying Partey didn't actually make the party, as it were, of 33 who went on the pre-season tour of America. But I saw him in the pictures today, so he clearly is there. He needed that rumour like a hole in the head. But meanwhile, of course, he's had a lot of injuries as well. So let's hope that he puts all those injuries behind him. The strange thing is, of course, before he came to Arsenal, he didn't seem injury prone in the slightest. And I often think about this. I keep thinking, is it something to do with the way referees are officiating? Is it because they are biased against certain teams? I'd like to think not, but they certainly don't protect Arsenal. Maybe it's not exactly bias, but they don't protect Arsenal the way they say protect those guys up the road in white and blue. So I'm hoping the referees will be kinder in future, and players like Partey could benefit from that. Mo Elneny, Partey, as I said, contracted till 2025. Elneny, he's only signed a one-year extension, but there is an option to extend it for a further year. And I think if he produces the same form as he did at the end of last season, I think he's well worth keeping. So I wouldn't even be at all surprised if he starts in the first game. You heard it here first. I don't think Fizzy's going to agree with me there, but I'm by myself for once. So what can I do? It was going to be a joint show, but I'm not sure what happened. Anyway, moving on to Albert Sambi Lokonga. He's under contract till 2026. He started off pretty well at Arsenal, but I think he fizzled out a little bit. But with European football coming to the Emirates Stadium next season, I mean, for this forthcoming campaign, I think he'll get a lot more first-team opportunities. At least I hope so. He's got everything, really. He just needs more experience, simple as that. Talking of players that have got everything, Ainsley Maitland-Niles falls into that category, but he's out of contract next year. And I can't see him sticking around. 24-year-old certainly has got the ability, but how many times have we seen him take the game by the scruff of the neck, even when he's in his preferred central midfield position? Truth is, not often. I think I saw him do it once, but it wasn't against one of the top teams. So I personally would like him to stay because he's excellent as a utility player. The issue I've always had with him is not technical ability, is just whether or not he can stay switched on mentally throughout the game. And you'd like to think he's all these experiences, playing for Roma in particular and West Brom as well, to some extent, must have helped develop him as a player. He's got a lot more experience at least. But anyway, I think he'll go. Lucas Torreira, almost certain to go. Valencia looks the most likely destination. Fiorentina wanted him, but they don't want to pay £15 million for the Uruguay international. Seems not that much money to me when you bear in mind he was a fan's favourite until Arteta sort of hoiked him out of the team. But yeah, 26, so he may well even improve. 26 isn't necessarily peak age for a midfielder. But I'm not quite sure why Torreira doesn't fit the way Arteta wants to play, but clearly he doesn't. He doesn't either doesn't rate him or he just doesn't feel he fits into the system that Arsenal have. So let's move backwards to the centre-backs now. Obviously, Ben White shouldn't be going anywhere in a hurry. He's signed up till 2026. He's one of the first names on the team sheet and he's versatile. He's not only a centre-back, can play at right-back. So he's got to stay. In my opinion, the same goes for Rob Holding. He's not indispensable as such, but the 26-year-old, he may get stick for his lack of ability or perceived lack of ability, but his attitude's first class. He was a saviour at West Ham, but then he was a sinner at Spurs, of course, last season. Saviour at West Ham by getting a goal in that 2-1 win, but getting sent off against Spurs, well, he was just trying too hard, perhaps. But ultimately, my view is he's a winner, he's a batter, he's somebody that we need to keep hold of, if you'll excuse the pun. Saliba, though, William Saliba, signed up till 2024, just like Rob Holding. I'm not so sure about him. I know everybody rates him. He's had a great season in France. I don't think Arteta likes him. I cannot see him staying at the club. I've been saying this for a long time. I think he's off. I think we're kidding ourselves if we think he's going to come in the team and rip up trees. Even if he ripped up trees in France, they're different. They're called arbors or something. They're not trees, are they? So he's not going to do it. And Arteta's seen something he doesn't like. But I suppose he'll give him one more chance. It certainly looks that way. But yeah, I don't think it's... I'll be very, very, very surprised if he's sticking around after August. Pablo Mari, same goes for him, really, if they can find somebody who wants to buy him. I think what I wanted to say about Pablo Mari is I feel he's been made a scapegoat, really, because like Cedric Suarez, some people don't like him. Not me personally. I think Suarez is all right, but Mari, not quite as good as Suarez for me. The issue I've got with Mari is, yeah, he's quite solid, but he's not as rough and ready as Holding, and he's not as quick as the other centre backs, and his passing isn't great either. So for those reasons, I'm not a massive fan, but I'm not one of his detractors either. But I feel that he's had his best games, and I haven't seen him put in a good game for Arsenal for a while. But what I was going to say is, I feel that the reason why people or Arsenal fans are not particularly keen on him is because he's been represented by the super agent, Kia Jurabchian. And to me, that's not the right reason to not like a player. It's neither here nor there who their agent is. And Kia Jurabchian, supposedly an Arsenal fan, and I don't want to dispute that, why should that make any difference as to whether or not he's a good player for Arsenal? And, what I've said in the past is Jurabchian has brought players that have been controversial. David Luiz, I thought David Luiz did reasonably well in his time at Arsenal. Not everyone agrees. Arsenal did win the FA Cup with David Luiz in the team. I do want to mention that. Willian, totally different. It was an unmitigated disaster. There's no getting away from it. I was quite keen on the Willian signing. It didn't work. I have to hold my hands up and say I got it wrong. But anyway, Mari, not a total disaster, but it's not been a massive success either, has it? It's been sort of lukewarm signing, I suppose you could call it. So I think Mari's time at Arsenal's at an end, basically, unfortunately. But it looks like there are interested clubs. Udinese, he did quite well there. But the teams that are interested, apparently, are Hellas Verona, Napoli and Fiorentina. So he looks dead set to go back to Italy. Right, Gabriel Magalhães. There's been a lot of interest, talking of Italy. Juventus apparently were interested in Gabriel Magalhães, but I don't think he's going anywhere. He's certainly got what it takes. Some people said he could be captain. I don't think so. He doesn't speak English well enough to be captain. He's quick on the ground. He's good in the air. He's quite aggressive. I don't think his distribution's as good as, obviously, White. But then again, who's got distribution of that level? Probably no one. Okay, so I think he'll stay, though, and he's under contract till 2025. And what I didn't say is, Pablo Mari is under contract till 2024. So anyway, maybe Mari won't go, but I think he will. But Gabriel, hopefully not, even though there is some interest in him. Gabriel Magalhães, I hope he doesn't go. Austin Trusty, the guy who was signed in January but never joined Arsenal until just now, and now he's been loaned out to Birmingham City. So we'll find out, no doubt, from looking at dispatches from the Championship and how well he's doing. So hopefully he'll do well. There was a few eyebrows because he came in from Colorado Rapids, one of Kroenke's teams. So let's not judge him too soon anyway. He's only 23, so perhaps he'll do the business. Okay, now we go on to the fullbacks. Takehiro Tomiyasu, he's under contract till 2025. Had an excellent first season. The only issue is his injuries again. You know, he's another player. I don't think he had much of an injury record till he came to Arsenal. He is essential for the team. He just adds so much energy. He's got unrivaled stamina. He's excellent in the air. He's got pretty much everything. No wonder he's a fan's favourite, but he'd be even better if he played more frequently. Cedric Suarez, perhaps. Arsenal fans want to see him play less frequently, but he's under contract till 2024. According to The Athletic, he is valued by the coaching staff, even if all the fans don't quite see what he adds to the team. I think he's pretty good. He's not the best, but he comes in, he fights for the cause. He's not the tallest, so that can sometimes be an issue with balls going over his head because he can't reach them. But he's pretty good on the ground, and he does play left back as well as right back if necessary. So I think there's something to be said for that. He's under contract till 2024. But the player that a lot of Arsenal fans would rather have as a backup is Hector Bellerin. But I don't think the 27-year-old wants to be a backup. I just don't think so. Even though he's an Arsenal man, really, he's not the same player he once was. Injuries have took their toll on him. He's not lightning quick anymore. Real Betis want him, but it seems like they haven't got the money to make the deal happen. So it's a shame, really. As I said, a lot of Arsenal fans would like to see him stay. He was made captain for a recent preseason game against Ipswich and remains to be seen what's going to happen. But my prediction is he'll be going. Kieran Tierney, meanwhile, another player, very injury prone. There's been interest from Manchester City. I don't think Arsenal will sell unless it's an offer that can be refused, as they would say in The Godfather. The interest in Ajax is Lisandro Martinez. Kind of told us, reading between the lines, that Tierney's injury record is a massive cause of concern. So I think he'll stay, but Arsenal will watch his space with interest. 2026 he's signed until, so there's plenty of time to think about what the best thing to do is with him. Nuno Tavares, meanwhile, or Tavares, or I don't know how you pronounce it in Portuguese. Tavash or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, he's pretty quick, you've got to say. And I thought he was going to be an excellent standby for Tierney. He's one of the quickest players I've ever seen. And he's so good going forward. But when he's defending, his positional play is not always the best. I personally think Arsenal needs to keep him at the club. But it looks as if there is interest. Marseille in particular want to bring him in on loan. So we'll just have to keep an eye on that space, really, to see if that deal happens. I personally don't want Tavares to leave. I'm quite happy with him. So finally, that brings us on to the keepers. So I would be ending this show soon, if I can call it a show, by myself. But goalkeepers, Aaron Ramsdale, he's signed up to 2025, and apparently this could be extended to 2026. I'd say he's a catalyst, a bit like Eric Cantona was for Manchester United back in the old days. I mean, Cantona brought a lot of arrogance and belief to a team of youngsters, but Ramsdale, he's a youngster who brings a lot of positivity, and that was needed. And when he came in the team, it was infectious how he was so enthusiastic and enjoyed every aspect of the game. He had a bit of a shaky end to last season, I thought, but nevertheless, I think he's one for the future, England number one. Bernd Leno, looks like he'll be off to Fulham for about £10 million if reports are correct. It's a World Cup year, he must want to move on because he's not going to get much first team football being behind Ramsdale. But when he did play last season, at the end of last season, I was very impressed. I think he kept a clean sheet. Was it Wolves? Not sure. But it looks like he's on the way out. He's given good service to Arsenal, so good luck to him. So on the way, I would say Bernd Leno. Matt Turner's just arrived, even though he was signed in January. He's finally arrived. I didn't think, based on what I saw against Nuremberg, he's an upgrade on Leno. He's got excellent pedigree, though. He's a USA international, voted best keeper of the CONCACAF Gold Cup last year. Well, he's not going anywhere. He's signed till 2025, same as Ramsdale. Now I'll come to my favourite. Runar Alex Runarsson. So good they named him twice, Runar Runarsson. But, well, he's still at the club, apparently. I'm not sure if he's on the trip to America. I didn't double-check that. But, when you look at his record, he kept a clean sheet and a victory over Dundalk in the Europa League. That was back in 2020. But he was really nervous in that game. I remember watching it and thinking, this guy, I'm not sure he's going to really crack it. And then when he played against Wolves, he came on as a sub. He was so nervous. He gave away a corner when there was no need for it to be given away. It was just a bag of nerves. So I just couldn't see how he's going to make it at Arsenal. It's a tough position playing in goal. It doesn't mean he hasn't got technical ability, but he just, he was just so nervous. So something's not quite right for him to play at a big club. I mean, he's only got to look at Fabianski to see that a goalkeeper can still develop even after leaving Arsenal. So there's hope for him somewhere else. I just don't think it's at Arsenal, that's all. Because you look at Fabianski, I was always saying this is the worst keeper I've ever seen. And he was a bag of nerves. But when he went to Swansea, he built up his confidence. And at West Ham, he's considered a decent goalkeeper. I'm still not a big fan of Fabianski, I have to say. But he's better than he was. There's no doubt about that. And I'm sure Runarsson can move away from Arsenal if he can find a club to take him and prove me wrong and anyone else who's been one of his detractors. So I wish him well when he does go, because that's what football's all about, is proving your doubters wrong. And another player, unfortunately, I haven't got a lot of confidence in, but he is young, so a lot younger than Runarsson even, is Arthur Okoronkwo. I can't forget about his game against Hibs. It was a calamitous air kick in a pre-season friendly, resulted in a goal. I think it was Cedric Suarez knocked the ball back to him. Okoronkwo just totally missed the ball. I've never seen anything like it at that level. During that same pre-season, last pre-season, Carl Hein was sniffing around the first team. So I'm not quite sure what went wrong for him. He got sent out on loan to Reading. But to me, he should be in the first team, really, because he's the third best goalkeeper at the club based on what I've seen. The Estonia international has acquitted himself quite well, and obviously he has that first team experience with Reading as well. So why is he not third choice keeper? I have no idea. He's got a lot of presence. So yeah, that's about it. Talking of presence, Fizzy couldn't make it. He may have been able to hear, but couldn't contribute a lot, although we did sort of hear him in one version of the show. So yeah, that could have lasted at least an hour. But instead, because I've just been rattling away to myself, I think I better get a sound effect in there, because I've been rattling away to myself. See, people are not happy about it. Because of that, it's just been a case of, you know, just do the best I can. But yeah, I think it's time for the final whistle, but that wasn't it. It was just a ridiculous whistle. So I think on that note, I'll call it a day and wish you all well. And hopefully Arsenal will get a few decent results in the pre-season and do even better when the opening day of the season comes around. Anyway, next time, no doubt, I'll try once again to get Fizzy on the air, and hopefully we won't have all the technical problems we had on this particular occasion. Till the next time, adios, amigos.